Assalamu alaikum, our little friends. Welcome to our channel.
Jeans and Roses.
Yes, today we will read a story about a prophet, and the prophet's name is Yunus. And some people say that he was a prophet of fish prophet. And we will read a story that how Prophet Yunus went into the belly of the fish. Once upon a time, there was a city. Its name was Nineveh. There was a city named Nineveh. A long time ago, the people of Nineveh were idolaters. Idolaters means people who worship statues like this. These are the idols. Okay, who lived a shameless life. They always thought that this is their god. They always thought this is their god, and they worshipped him. And then Allah sent Prophet Yunus to them, to the people of Nineveh, to preach to them about the true God. He said, "You should believe only in Allah and obey his commands," he told them. "Otherwise, a severe punishment will come upon you," he warned them. But the inhabitants of the town didn't like anyone to interfere in their way of worship. They said, "We and our forefathers have worshipped these gods for many years, and we still believe that this is our God and there is no Allah," said an old man. "And no harm has ever come to us by worshipping this God," who was an idol. Prophet Yunus alaihissalam tried very hard to convince the people about Allah, and he tried to tell them that there is one Allah who is our God, not these idols. But the people kept ignoring him. He warned that if they kept on their foolishness, Allah will soon punish them. Instead of fearing Allah, they did not listen to the Prophet Yunus. And they said that they are not afraid of any of the threats that Allah can punish them. They did not believe him. Instead of that, one old man said, "Let your God punish us. Let's see what he can do to us." The Prophet Yunus alaihissalam was very sad now. "In that case, I will leave you to your misery." And he decided to leave that place. Its name was Nineveh. Okay, he moved from there. So he kept walking. The Prophet Yunus alaihissalam became impatient, and he departed without waiting for further Allah's commands. He did not stay there. He knew that now Allah must be angry on him. So he decided to travel to a distant land. As soon as the Prophet alaihissalam left the city, the skies began to change its color. It looked like they were on fire. The people were filled by fear at this sight. They remembered the destruction of the people of Ad, Samud, and Nuh. Slowly, faith started penetrating their hearts. The people of Nineveh gathered on the top of mountain and started to pray to Allah for his mercy and kindness. The mountains echoed with their cries. They became very good people. And they repented. Do you know what is the meaning of repent? Repent means when you feel sorry for that, and then you admit that you did something wrong. Then they repented that they did wrong, and they believed that that idol is a god. That idol was not a god. He was just a statue. Yes, sir.
Why did the mountain cry?
The mountains did not cry. The people were on the mountains, and they cried. They said sorry to Allah. And after that, when they said sorry, they cried so loud that their voice echoed on the mountain. Do you know what is the echo when the voice comes back to you?
Yeah.
And then the people of the Nineveh Nineveh repented sincerely for their sins. After that, Allah Ta'ala listened to their prayers, what they did, and Allah decided not to punish them. Allah is so kind and loving, so He decided He will be kind to these people who said sorry to Him. And then Allah showered His blessings on these people once again, and the people became happy. When the people realized that they are saved, they prayed to Allah for the return of Prophet Yunus, because he was not there at that time, so that he could guide them more. Meanwhile, Yunus alayhi salam has boarded a small ship into the company of other passengers. It sailed all day in calm waters with a good wind blowing at the sails, but as the night came, the sea suddenly changed. There were a horrible storm, and it looked like the ship was going to be split into the pieces. The waves rose as high as mountains, tossing the ship up and down. Everyone in the ship were terrified. The captain of the ship shouted to the crew to lighten the ship's heavy load, because there were so many people on the ship and the ship was heavy, so he decided that to make it lightweighted. The crew first threw their baggage overboard. They, you know, the baggage, their clothes and bags, everything they threw in the water so that the ship is not heavy anymore. But that was not enough. Their safety lay in reducing the weight further. So they decided among themselves that one among them will have to be thrown into the sea. There were so many people, the weight of the people was making the ship heavy, so they decided one have to be thrown into the sea so that ship can become lightweighted.
How?
One has to jump into the water so that the ship is not heavy anymore. In the meantime, a large whale has surfaced behind the ship. Allah had commanded the whale to surface, and it had obeyed. So the whale was all the time following this ship.
Why?
Because Allah said to the whale, because the ship was heavy and one person had to jump into the sea so that ship can become lightweighted. So Allah said to the whale, just follow the ship, and it obeyed. The whale kept following the ship as he had been commanded. And back at the ship, they said, we will make lots with all the travelers' names. The one whose name is drawn will be thrown into the sea. So what they did, they wrote everybody's name on a paper, and they folded the paper, and they said, we will pick blindly one paper, and whosoever name comes on the paper, he has to jump into the water so the ship can become lightweighted. Yunus alayhi salam reluctantly participated in the lot, and his name was added as well. So when the name was picked, the Yunus written on it. Since the crew knew that the Prophet was the most honorable man among them, they did not want to throw him into the sea. Therefore, they decided to draw a second lot. Oh, this time again his name came. Now everyone was sad. And then they decided to give one final chance to the Prophet and drew a third lot. Again, Yunus. But the Prophet's name appeared during the third and final lot as well. The people realized that Allah was involved in what was going on. He realized that Allah was punishing him because he had abandoned the mission without Allah's consent. Because Prophet Yunus alayhi salam left his people alone in the town, and they did not. And because of that, Allah Ta'ala became angry with him. Now he has to jump. It was decided that the Prophet should throw himself into the water. Yunus alayhi salam stood at the edge of the ship, looking at the furious sea. It was night and there was no moon in the sky. The stars were hidden behind a black fog. Before jumping into the sea, the Prophet kept mentioning Allah's name. He then jumped into the sea and disappeared beneath the huge waves. The whale that was following the ship found the Prophet floating on the waves. It did not waste any time. And swallowed the Prophet in one gulp. Yes. Have you ever seen whale? How big it is, look.
Why did it eat the Prophet?
Because Allah told the whale to swallow the Prophet.
Why?
So that he is not dead in the sea. The sea is so deep. So when the whale swallowed the Prophet, it went into his mouth. The whale shut its ivory teeth. The teeth were very big and strong. If there were the teeth were like white bolts locking the door of his prison. It then dived to the bottom of the sea. The Prophet imagined himself to be dead, but his senses became alert. When he figured that he was able to move, he realized that he is still alive and knew that he was imprisoned into the whale's belly. In his loneliness, he started to think over what had happened in the town and realized that he should have never left his people alone into the town. Instead, he should have stayed there and kept on speaking to the people and asking them to return to Allah. In his despair, the Prophet started to pray with all his heart to Allah. O Allah, there is no God apart from you. You alone do I praise and honor. I have done wrong. If you do not help me, I shall be lost forever. And this dua is also mentioned in Quran Kareem, and it is La ilaha illa anta.
La ilaha
illa anta.
Illa anta.
Illa anta.
Illa anta.
Subhanaka.
Subhanaka.
Inni kuntu. Minazwalimeen. Okay, the Prophet continued praying to Allah, repeating his prayers. Fishes, whales, and many other creatures that lived in the sea heard the voice. That this voice is coming from the whale's belly. All the creatures gathered around the whale and began to praise Allah, each in its own language, because everyone speaks its own language. So everyone, all the creatures prayed to Allah to protect Prophet.
How did the octopus speak?
They just speak to Allah. They silently speak to Allah. Everyone does pray. Mm-hmm. So, what was the name of the Prophet?
Yunus.
Yes, very good. So, everyone prayed to Allah to protect Prophet Yunus. The whale also participated in praising Allah. Then he understood that he had swallowed a prophet. When he realized this, he felt afraid at first that what will happen to him. He then said to himself, why should I be afraid? Allah has commanded me to swallow him. And then Allah Almighty saw the sincere repentance of the Prophet. What does repentance mean?
Repentance means that you repeat over and over and over.
No, repentance means you feel sorry of your wrongdoings. Okay? And then Allah Ta'ala decided to save him. He commanded the whale to go to the surface and eject the Prophet Yunus on the shore. The whale obeyed and swam to the surface of the ocean. He then ejected the Prophet onto a remote island. And there he went. She just vomited there. And the Prophet Yunus came out of it. The Prophet was very sick now because of the acids in the whale's stomach.
What's acid?
Acid is a thing that is dangerous for humans.
What is it called?
Acid. It's liquid thing that is in the whale's belly.
Liquid?
Yes. His skin was inflamed. And when the sun rose, the rays burned his body because the sun was very warm. The Prophet was on the verge of screaming with pain by now. But he endured the pain and continued his prayers to Allah. Allah then caused a tree to grow behind him. When the Prophet was praying, the tree protected the Prophet from the harsh rays of the sun, and it gave him nourishing fruits as well. Gradually, he regained his strength and found his way back to Nineveh. He was pleasantly surprised to see all of the people are changed. They do not worship that idol anymore. Now the people think that there is one God and that is Allah. And when the people saw the Prophet Yunus coming back home, they all were very happy and they turned out to welcome him. And they told the Prophet Yunus that they don't worship that idol anymore. They worship only Allah and he is the true God. The Prophet was very happy to hear that and they always lived happily there. So Shanawaz, did you like this story? What did you learn from this story?
I learned from the story that a statue is never a god.
Yes, the statues are idol. The people sometimes thought that statues, they are their god, but they are not god. Only Allah is the god. Also, we learned from this story, whenever you are in trouble, you should always pray from Allah so that he can protect you. Look, the Prophet was swallowed by a big whale, but he did not become upset. He did pray. And after that, the whale, Allah said to the whale to throw the Prophet out.
Vomit, not.
Yes, that's how the whales do.
It's like the whales are...
And after that, they all lived happily. Okay, so it's time to say Allah Hafiz to our friends. Could you please say Allah Hafiz and Assalamu Alaikum. Allah Hafiz, little friends. We will come back with another exciting story. Hope you like this one.
Please don't forget to subscribe our channel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Allah Hafiz.
Allah Hafiz.